Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through the book of 1 Corinthians as we continue through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
1 Corinthians chapter number 10. We won't finish this chapter today, Lord willing. We'll finish it and let's begin in verse number 23. We'll read to the end of the chapter these verses. Remember, Paul is speaking to the church at Corinth when he writes these words. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. Whatsoever is sold in the shambles, that eat. Asking no questions, question for conscience' sake. For the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. If any of them that believe not bid you to a feast, and ye be disposed to go, you're able to go. Whatsoever is set before you, eat. Asking no question, for conscience' sake. But if any man say unto you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not. For his sake that showed it, and for the conscience sake. For the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. Conscience, I say, not thine own, but of the other. For why is my liberty judged of another man's conscience? For if I by grace be a partaker, why am I evil spoken of for that which I give thanks? Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they might be saved. Now, this study went back to chapter number 8, if you remember. So for three chapters in our Bible, Paul addressed this subject matter about the meats that's offered to idols. What do we do, Paul? Remember in chapter number 8, to the weak brother, we talked about this. Well, to the weak brother, you can't eat that meat. But we know that an idol is nothing, the meat is nothing. And he finally comes to the conclusion how to handle that situation. Now, I mentioned this last week. Here in the 21st century, in 2025, we don't have that problem, so to speak, as meat offered to idols. You know, and that kind of thing. Or do we? You know, there's certain things that we have liberty to do, but we have freedom in Christ. But at the same time, if we do that liberty, it might affect another brother or a weaker or even an unbeliever. And that's the whole point of what we've been trying to look at the last three chapters. And let's jump to the very last verse of this chapter, then we'll go back to verse number 23. The conclusion of the whole matter. Matter of fact, remember Paul Harvey? Yes. When he would say, now for the rest of the story, yes. He'd give the story. Well, for the conclusion of the whole matter, he puts it down in verse number 33. Everything he'd been saying prior, it comes to this conclusion when he says this, even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. That's the whole point. It's not about me. It's about other people. Even though we have rights and we have privileges, we have to be very, very careful because we don't affect other people. Now, back in verse number 23. Again, he reemphasizes this freedom that we have in Christ. When he says this, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. And then he kind of repeats it when he says, all things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. The difference in those two phrases is he uses the word expedient in one phrase, and then the next phrase he uses edify. They're two, even though they have similar meanings, they are completely different words. The word expedient means all things are lawful for me, all things are not expedient. The word expedient means to bring together. So what's the purpose? All things are lawful for me, but it may not be good. It may not bring it together. Okay, it's not expedient. It's not good. And then they use that word edify. The word edify here means to build up, to profit from this. Even though all things are lawful to me. Now, again, let's clarify this when we say all things. He's not talking about sinful things. He's not talking about drugs and alcohol. That's a given. He's talking about those other things, whether it's meats or other things that other people want. And we're going to get a little bit deeper here about that this morning. Because he mentions in verse number 26, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It all belongs to the Lord. Amen. He created it all. And so all these things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. In other words, they don't bring it together for the glory of God. And all things are lawful, but all things edify not. They don't build up. Now let's get to, let me write this. All things refer to those things concerning which a believer has freedom. That's what all things is referred to. We have liberty in Christ. The all things refer to the honorable things, the pure things. No man liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. We all have an effect on somebody. Remember the old the thought about throwing a stone into a pond or something? Well, that stone causes ripples. For every action, there is a reaction. Now, what is that? Newton's law, whatever law that is, you know. Anyway, it's so true. Every action that we do, it causes a reaction. And that's what he's saying here, that no man liveth to himself, no man dies himself. We impact some people in one way or another. We are either encouraging or we're discouraging. We're either building up or we're tearing down. In a spiritual sense, we are our brother's keeper. Remember, this goes way back in Genesis, Cain, and what? Am I my brother's keeper? Do I have to keep? Well, in a spiritual sense, we really are. We ought to care for the well-being of one another. It's not just about us. So that's what he's saying here in these verses. Our liberty ends when our practices of life hurt or they hinder a weaker brother or an unbeliever. If it causes a problem to them, again, let's get the thought. It may not cause us a problem because we have liberty, we have freedom. But if it causes them a problem, well, then we ought to stay away from it, okay? Verse number 24. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. Now, when we read that word, the word wealth does not mean seek their money. It's not talking about, let no man seek his own, but every man is another's wealth. The word wealth there is not speaking of another man's money, his finances, you know. It's talking about his well-being, the whole orb of that man. We ought to care about other people. In Romans chapter 15, Paul writes these words, verses 1 and 2. Romans 15, verses 1 and 2. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. Again, that's that principle. It's not about us. Well, I have my rights. Well, it's not about us. It's about others. Philippians chapter number 2. We see the perfect example of Jesus Christ. How he thought of himself more than he thinks of others. And we too ought to think of others more than we think of ourselves. Perfect example, Philippians chapter number 2. Beginning in verse number 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, and by the way, the word if any there is, and since there is, verse number 2, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.